Your reaction to tonight's 2-0 win here at Solitude, man?
Obviously, delighted to get the result here tonight, Andy, at Solitude. We knew coming to the match, Cliftonville were flying. Some positive results, beating Sion, you know, and getting 7 points out of the possible 9. So we knew coming here tonight was going to be a battle, which it always is. Cliftonville's got some fantastic players, likes of Trudy Harbinson, Billy Simpson, you know, Tierney McKenna. They've all got fantastic players, but they've got fantastic players who work really, really hard. And it was very, very difficult for us to break down. I think anybody watching the game tonight, especially in the first half, you know, Linfield probably dictated the game, probably 70-30 possession, but we just couldn't get that second and third goal. And we knew that giving Cliftonville a chance at 1-0, they would come out all guns blazing. And to be fair, the first 20 minutes in the second half, Cliftonville did come out and put us under a lot of pressure. And defence and midfield, goalkeeper stood solid, and we weathered the storm and came out and got a goal on the counter-attack, which was a fantastic goal by Claire Timoney, and she worked endlessly and hard all night. And so we're delighted to get the 3 points. Hard job, but you know, we'll have to play them at Rathmore, and so the job's not done with regards to Cliftonville.
Off to the best possible start tonight, 5 minutes, good corner, and Ashley Hutton met it. 1-0, 5 minutes, great platform on which to build, wasn't it?
Yeah, Linfield like coming to Solitude, so they do, and we've had that bit of luck when we come here and work really hard. But I think what was more important for us tonight was that we showed that if it's a physical game, we've got the players to match them, and if it's a footballing game, we've also got the footballers to match teams. But we know now, next week is going to be another tough game with Sion at Rathmore, and again, the two boys up there are doing fantastic work, and they've got a great youth setup going on, and you know, it's going to be a very, very difficult game for us.
It's early doors, next to be top, but it's one game at a time, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not really focusing on the league at the minute. You know, it's very, very early days to make any assumptions, and there's going to be twists and turns in this league. We have Sions, we have Cliftonvilles, we have the Newries, you know, and we also have Crusaders and Mid Ulster popping up there with some great results, and they've got fantastic players, and their players coming back in from scholarships in America, so we know they're going to strengthen along the way. So we have to be very careful, just take one game at a time, and that's the way we approach the season.
You must be delighted with 4 clean sheets in the 4 opening league games.
I think any managers, any defenders, you know, will be pleased with that. You know, the girls have worked endlessly hard with regard to that, and we make a big emphasis on it in training, so we do that. We work with our defenders and our back four and with our goalkeeper, and it's a credit to them, you know. And I don't want to single any particular player out, you know, but Jennifer McDade has done superb. Ashley Hutton, a leader, and that's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, that she should be the Northern Ireland captain, because she leads by example and she's just a fantastic player. And then we have Hannah Dougherty, who to me is one of the best left backs in this country and could play at a higher level, and along with Chelsea, and Chelsea's fantastic.
This is always a big ground for Linfield to come to. It's always a big occasion, a big game, and you'd have taken 2-0 at the start of the night, wouldn't you?
most definitely. If anybody told me that before the match, I'd have snapped their hand off, to be honest. But the girls done very, very well, worked really hard, and when it took them to dig in and try and see the game out when we're under pressure, they done that, and I'm very proud of them tonight. But they know themselves that we have to keep working, and we have to keep that sort of performances at a high level and to have any chance of the league, because as I said, there's good teams in this league and there's still a lot of twists and turns, I'm sure, down the weeks.
Great performance, great result, well done tonight, and you know, all the best in your preparations for next Wednesday.
Thank you.